Oh, I didn't realise it at all. I was always convinced, right up until tonight, that it was going to work out. It was inevitable.
4-2, Forest lead. Forward by Tudgay, looking for Earnshaw. Mistake. Earnshaw in. Earnshaw buries it. Forest have hit five against Derby.
A fantastic free kick for Nottingham Forest. And Pearce has done it again.
Big moment this. Hughes. A shot for Longa.
25 yards out, he's going to shoot! Oh, what a goal from John Stead!
Ben Davis, yes! Fantastic free kick! Notts County double their lead, and now they are dreaming of Meadow Lane!
Lucy seeking Cohen, he's got the better of Matter. Now Chris Gunter, storming into the box. And the volley from Majewski! Fantastic goal for Nottingham Forest from Majewski! An absolute beauty!
3 minutes to go, stoppage time, 1-1, as Bent is beaten in the air by Wilson, ball breaks for Tesha, left-hand side for Osborne, bit of space for Ben Osborne towards the edge of the penalty area, the youngster goes on, smashes it home, what a strike from Ben Osborne!
This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to Over the Trent, your Nottingham Forest and Notts County podcast from University Radio Nottingham. We're going to round up how Notts County have been getting on during our Easter break. Obviously, we've been away for about a month now, but that doesn't stop the football. County have been playing 4 wins, a draw and 2 losses for Notts County since we left for Easter. I'm joined in the studio by Sam and Liam. And we'll start then with 4 wins on the bounce. And what a way to start. County beating Barnet 1-0, Wickham by 1-0, Colchester by 3-1, and a 2-1 away win at Carlisle. Liam, very good results for Notts County all round there.
Yeah, I think the last time we was almost just before the Barnet game, and we spoke at great length about how important that one was in terms of our relegation fight. It was very interesting that we went down to 10 men, I believe, in the 11th minute of that game.
Early on.
Mark Yates, I can't really remember what he was for, maybe a dangerous tackle or something like that, but yeah, that was possibly the worst start we could have got off to, but you just sort of, they held on and held on, and yeah, eventually I think it was Matty Tootle who got the goal, and a 1-0 win. And that one, to be fair, I think, I know we've talked a great length about how Kevin Nolan's got the team organised and how the team and more sort of reliable, if you like, at the back and things like that, and to hold out Barnet for, you know, 80 minutes with 10 men and then to go on and grab a winner yourself is terrific. And I think that one really, as we said it would do if we had won, it really pushed us away from the relegation places.
Oh, it really did. It was such a good stretch of victories, really sort of, I don't even want to say out of nowhere, because they had been playing well for
in the build up to that.
And Nolan's work just shone through in those four, was it 4 weeks or 3 week period, I think it happened over, it was 4 back-to-back weekends. And what was great about that, we'd say, obviously we've spoken about Forest, is County were able to do it at home and away. It alternated each week and they just delivered on both fronts, and that was just brilliant to see. It really was.
Yeah, the other thing that you need to point out about County in contrast to Nottingham Forest is that they can do it against teams not only home and away, but at the top and the bottom of the table. We've talked about Forest's cracking form against teams like Newcastle, Brighton, Reading, the derbies of this world, whereas, you know, County now sit one place below Barnet. Carlisle are in and around, in and around the playoff spots. You know, Colchester are 12th at the moment. They were a little bit higher when Forest played them as well. So, you know, County played them. So County have done really well against teams all over League Two since Kevin Nolan's come in. And I think, I don't know about you, Liam, obviously you've been watching them all season, but I think that the appointment of Kevin Nolan was a real touch from Alan Hardy, and that's what turned this season around.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke about the fact that there were a lot of question marks over Kevin about, was he the right man? Because he hasn't really had any experience of a relegation dogfight, especially not with, you know, a club the size of Notts County dropping out of the Football League, because, you know, the tagline of the whole club is the world's oldest Football League club, and what that would have meant going down would, well, I dread to think. And I think the faith that Alan put in Kevin from day one really transmitted across the players, the fans. The toxic atmosphere was no more. And then as going forward, as say with that win against Barnet, it really just embodied the work that Kevin has done. And I think the pressure then after the Barnet win was off a little bit, which allowed them to go away to places like Wickham and just play with freedom, keep doing what they have been doing with the discipline, and just, you know, get these sneaky wins that we'd nowhere have to do to be Wickham away from home. But I think that game itself as well, with the Scholey Amiobi goal, is one that is possibly our best away performance of the season, and it came just a week after possibly our best home performance of the season, which is just how good the form has been.
I think, I mean, you said the word freedom there, and I think that is so key. I mean, Kevin Nolan has just loosened that team up from what was a really tight, tense team under Sheridan. You know, we watched Sheridan come out each week and describe them as a pub team and all sorts of things that were tight and weren't doing the players any benefit, and Kevin Nolan's come in and he seems to have brought this real sort of family atmosphere, if that makes sense, along with Alan Hardy. It seems a lot more open, a lot more free, like you were saying, and the players are just showing that on the pitch, and it's benefited them so well.
Well, I mean, when Kevin Nolan was playing regularly for the likes of Bolton, Newcastle, West Ham, he was a real player's player. He was almost that link between the manager and the players, who got he got on with both the management and the playing staff, and he really did bring a positive attitude to certainly to West Ham while he was there. But obviously, being a fan of West Ham, that's what I saw from him, and he really brought a positive attitude, and I think that he's transferred that over into his management style. I think there's a very close knit group of players at Notts County, and I think that's really helped them since he came in to sort of galvanise their form and move them away from the relegation zone. Because we were talking at the start of the season when John Sheridan was in charge about, you know, our county are doomed. We were really talking in those kind of terms about it. And since Nolan's come in, they've gone on a real run of form. Obviously, they didn't lose a home game for, I think it was until the Portsmouth game, maybe. And, you know, there's been a lot of positives since Kevin Nolan's come in, both on and off the pitch. And credit has to go to both him and Alan Hardy for that, Liam.
Yeah, Alan Hardy absolutely saved the season. Beforehand, it was, as we said, it was toxic. It was there was a lot of disparity amongst the fans, even amongst the players. One game that sticks in the mind is possibly when we, in fairness, we played Peterborough at home, and Peterborough went out to 10 men in the second round of the FA Cup, and we managed to get a 2-2 draw. And this was in the middle of the John Sheridan 10 game losing streak. I think it was about 4 or 5 games in, and we went, the draw was made between that and the replay, and it came out that the winner of the game of the replay would go on to play Chelsea. And I think then the game was televised, the Peterborough and County game, and they did just the lack of spirit. They just didn't want it. They were 2-0 down within 10 minutes, and it was just a dead rubber from there on out. And I think it's a shame that that was not Kevin Nolan's side that went to, you know, the Peterborough replay, and then probably would have won it, you know, in this form. We're beating Wickham away. We would have won that.
Absolutely.
We'd have been going to Stamford Bridge, and that would have been a great day out for the county fans who've had to endure so much.
Not just a great day out for the county fans, but also a great day for the club had they gone to Stamford Bridge. Obviously, with teams sharing the gate receipts 50-50, that would have really helped the club, and been able to, you know, maybe get some players signed to new contracts. Because Liam, you were saying just before we came on air that there's only 5 players in the current county squad still contracted for next year.
Yeah, and that's just from a fan's point of view, it's like what? You're just sort of astounded to think that next season on the books is sort of reminiscent of Blackpool, either the start of this season or last season, where there was a lot of jokes about them taking on so many trialists. I mean, is that going to be the situation at Notts County, where we stay up? It's fantastic. We've had a really good end to the season, but the players that have done it are going to abscond, and if they're not tied down to contracts, a lot of these players will go, and a lot of them are on loan as well. I mean, like Mark Bowler and
George Grant,
one that springs to mind. I know his contract's out in the summer, and there's got to be 20 clubs knocking on the door for him after his performances, so it is a little bit worrying. But with Notts County, there's always a worry.
that is the issue, isn't it? With a club like County, who maybe more so than they have the last few years, but they've never really had the finances to tie anyone down on a long-term contract. And it's sort of impressive the players they have managed. They've managed to keep John Stead for a couple of seasons now. Obviously, he's one that he's come out and said in recent weeks he's 50-50 on whether he's going to stay or go. I have a hunch he might stay. I think if Kevin Nolan stays, I think he'll stay, because they seem to have quite a strong working relationship. And the one thing I really like that Kevin Nolan's done since he's come in is he seems to have found his team, an actual group of players that he really likes and that he wants to play week in, week out, which is something that we haven't seen at Forest at all. I mean, the lineup changes every single week, whereas with County, you see maybe a right back might change or a left mid might change, but on the whole, the core and the spine of that team largely remains the same.
Yeah, and you see they're reaping the rewards of that now, just in regards with Matt Tootle, you know, coming up and getting a few goals, and even Elliot Hewitt, he's been like a stone at the back since, you know, Kevin Nolan's come in. It's just down to the confidence he's instilling with keeping a steady side, as you say.
Yeah, the one thing I would say about Kevin Nolan being in charge at the start of next season is probably not to worry about the low number of players that they have under contract at the moment, because, you know, not only does Kevin Nolan seem to have fostered this kind of atmosphere around the club where the players are really happy to be there and really happy to be playing for the club, but also Nolan's background in you know, playing for teams like Newcastle, Bolton, West Ham means he has a wealth of contacts who maybe are coming to the end of their careers and could come in and do a job at the League Two level. I know Shola Amiobi hadn't started a game for something like 18 months when he join Notts County. A player like that who springs to mind who could shore up the back line for Notts County would be Joey O'Brien, Republic of Ireland international. He's played 200 games in the Premier League. You know, he's a proven Premier League talent who's coming to the end of his career. Could be worth a look for Kevin Nolan going into next season. I'm not just saying that as a West Ham fan, because I didn't like Joey O'Brien.
It's getting quite obvious, but
I wasn't a massive fan of Joey O'Brien, so I'm not just saying that as a West Ham fan. Looking at it from a County perspective, if that's the sort of player they could really do with having in their ranks, Liam.
I think, yes, most definitely, he's a great player and he would be a great addition to the Notts County ranks, but I think there is a danger that Notts County are becoming a sort of farcical Masters football team, if you ever remember that television. If the likes of Alan Smith, Shola Amiobi, John Stead, say, I mean, John Stead, I remember him 2003, 2004 knocking about. You know, was it Fulham?
I think it was Fulham, wasn't it?
And I think there is a risk that, as I say, there will be this Masters football team, and when they get at that stage in their career, I mean, Shola Amiobi is a bit of an exception because he's an old mate of Kevin's from Newcastle, and I think he's just said to it as a mate there, come on, do me a few favours here and keep going. I'd love to keep Shola for next season.
I think he's come out and said he wants to stay.
That would be brilliant. I think I've seen a couple of interviews and stuff with him, and I think he's really enjoying being back amongst football. As you said, he was out for such a long time. The crack in the Notts County dressing room, I think, which has been galvanised by Nolan, is inspiring his performances, and hopefully it'll inspire him to stay another year. But in regards to your question, I think if there are a lot of older players coming towards the end of their careers, then the likes of Alan Smith maybe need to move on now.
And yeah, I was going to ask about that. Do we think Alan Smith is going to move on? Because he's been a player coach at County this season. Do you think he's going to move into the backroom staff and help Kevin Nolan out?
That's what I was going to say. I don't think he'll leave the club, but I think he will move away from actually playing. I think his playing days are well and truly up. He's come on a couple of matches late in the game, I think. But he's not good enough anymore. Never been the same since that leg break against Liverpool when he was at Man United. But I agree with you, Liam, in that I think they need to be careful not to bring in too many. I think they've got a nice balance at the moment. They've got Stead, they've got Smith, they've obviously got Nolan on the playing books technically, and he said he's going to register himself as a player next year again, and Amiobi. That's four players with a lot of experience. And also marketability keeps some eyes on County. I mean, I remember the first game Amiobi scored for County, I was hearing his name pop up on other football podcasts that I listen to that wouldn't normally touch League Two. So it keeps County's name sort of floating around in the bubble. But where I think it might come more in handy is where Nolan knows other managers and he can get players in on loan, because we've seen the effectiveness of loan players coming in with your Mark Bowlers and your George Grants, and hopefully, because that's what really you need in League 2 is those strong loan players to come in, Nolan has those relationships that he can utilise next year.
You talk about Nolan knowing other managers, he really only knows one, Sam. Sam Allardyce at Crystal Palace. So you start to think maybe Crystal Palace will give him a couple of players on loan next season. It remains to be seen. But we're going to look at the last three games have been a bit of a slump for Notts County. A 2-2 draw away against Crewe, a 3-1 loss against Portsmouth at home, which secured Portsmouth promotion, so not a massive surprise that there was a loss there, and then a 2-1 loss against Luton Town the weekend just gone, April the 22nd. As the resident Notts County fan in the room, Liam, you must be a little bit disappointed with only taking 1 point from the last three games, but then Portsmouth and Luton are both relatively good teams in this league, third and fourth respectively.
Yeah, to be honest, we go into Luton and the home game to Portsmouth. Didn't really have high expectations, to be honest. Portsmouth came to us at a key point in their promotion push and, of course, achieved their promotion, and we've seen the great scenes as they went up. In regards to the Crewe game, that one was probably the one that was the most disappointing because it was a chance for another away win. We went 1-0 up, went to 1-0, 2-1 up, and then it went to 2-2 again. Mm. So it was just a bit of, you know, possibly, you know, we're safe. You know, we're not really that worried about, you know, winning this game necessarily. I know in any professional football sport, it shouldn't come into that. But, you know, we're all human beings at the end of the day. Yeah. So maybe just foot off the gas a little bit. What I think is important is to finish the last home game with a win, especially after the, I'm sure we'll come on to in a moment, but the sad news regarding the women's team that's unfortunately folded. I think the fans deserve a good send off for a turbulent season.
Yeah, looking at the Portsmouth game, Liam, do you actually think this? I might be going on a bit of a curveball here, but do you think that watching the Portsmouth fans celebrate and watching them do the pitch invasion and cheer their team as they went up, do you think that might spur the Notts County players on next season? Because I know Kevin Nolan came out after the game and said it hurt. He said it hurt to watch that, but it also inspired him, and he said he wanted the same for his players next year. Do you think weirdly that might have helped them?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's strange how it fell. You know, it was weird seeing Portsmouth, you know, running amok up and down Meadow Lane. But yeah, most definitely. I think if you want any more inspiration, then it would only have had to be, you know, if they'd already were promoted, then there was, you know, a guard of honour. That would be the other thing they had to do. But yeah, it would have most definitely hurt. It would have hurt players like Shola Amiobi and Kevin, I don't know if they've ever won major things, but they used to winning more than they are losing.
Did West Ham ever win a major thing with Kevin Nolan?
Does the Championship playoff trophy count?
I suppose it does. Yeah.
Compared to League Two promotion, yeah, I suppose.
Like the Ricardo Vazte.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Sorry, just completely piggybacked off your point there and interrupted you, Liam. But I think that the interview with John Stead was quite interesting after the Luton game. He said that the team beat themselves. Luton didn't do anything necessarily to beat Notts County. The players just didn't play to their potential, and that was the reason that they lost. And I think that when you're saying that as a team in, you know, lower mid table who have only just really escaped relegation in League Two, to be saying that having played away against a team in fourth in the league, you're really showing that what Kevin Nolan's done since he's come in has made a real change, and he's made decisions and changes that have galvanised the squad to the point where they feel comfortable that they can beat any team in this league. And we've seen that they beat Plymouth away from home, and Plymouth I believe already up. Yeah, Plymouth are already promoted automatically, Portsmouth automatically, and he also said that they didn't do anything necessarily to beat Notts County. Obviously, the 5,000 travelling Portsmouth fans might have something to say about that. A great showing from them. But he's saying that he's coming out with this mentality that they can beat anyone in this league on their day. And I've started to believe him over the last few weeks.
Absolutely. And I think this is where we say that keeping that stability over the summer is so key, and tying down these players to contracts, because he really seems to have sorted the players out mentally. I don't really think there was any physical issues with the players before, but it seemed like mentally they've been very stifled by John Sheridan. And, you know, I've already said it, but that freedom that he's brought about has just loosened them up and enabled them to play. And you saw it in those straight consecutive victories, how mentally free they were playing. And I just wonder now whether there's a little bit of burnout from that. They put in such an effort to get those wins, to get away from the relegation zone, to make sure they were safe. Because I'm pretty sure it was after the County Portsmouth game, even though they lost, I think they were then mathematically safe because of other results that had gone their way. And I do wonder now whether there is just a little bit of heads are on the beach right now.
Yeah,
because so it is mid-table where they are now.
Yeah, it is. It's only natural as well, you know, if you put yourself through, that's where they put in the work, so they can relax and, you know, hopefully enjoy now this last home game against Blackpool, which I think will be, it shouldn't be too tight, but at least hopefully it'll be a good day. Hopefully Sholo can get a goal and get the fans singing again. And then go, I think, who are we away to at the end, the final game?
Can't remember. Last game of the season is,
so I have a feeling it's Newport County.
It's away
but
against Newport.
Yeah. And they'll be scrapping for points as well, I think.
Yeah.
So if they're not already gone,
one team's gone. Is it Newport that have gone?
Leighton Orient have gone.
It's Newport, who are in good form, because they've just overtaken Hartlepool. Because there was a rant from Jeff Stelling at the weekend, wasn't there? And Dave Jones left as well.
And he's reported him to the... going off on a tangent bit, but he's asked for advice from the League Managers Association to see whether Stelling's rant was, you know, fit.
Having studied a little bit of media law, it probably wasn't fair. No, it definitely does breach some broadcasting codes.
Considering Jeff Stelling's on the board of directors at Hartlepool as well, probably doesn't bode well for him. But anyway, going off on a bit of a tangent there, Notts County will be playing Blackpool at home, their last home game of the season. Blackpool still not safe in those playoff spots, so maybe a tough game there, and then Newport County. So Notts County feasibly could have a say in both ends of the table before the end of the season.
And that playoff zone is so tight as well.
Exactly. Looking at it now, Exeter in fifth, all the way down to even Grimsby in 14th could still get into the League Two playoffs. So all the teams in from 5th to 14th are going to need all the points they can get up until the end of the season. I just wonder if that means that, you know, Sam, you already said maybe the players are thinking about their holidays already. I wonder if that means maybe Notts County might not pick up as many points as they should in these last two games of the season, with Newport County obviously fighting Cheltenham Town and Hartlepool United for that last relegation spot, and then so many teams in contention for the playoffs. Do you think that maybe we'll see? I think maybe because of that we'll see a point against Newport County as from the last six.
Yeah, I wonder whether they might do something against Blackpool. A bit of an odd reason why, but Mansfield, local side, are also right up there in the playoff picture, and there's not really any rivalry, as far as I know. There's not really a rivalry between County and Mansfield. They have good matches when they play, and it's billed as a bit of a local rivalry, but there's not a lot of history to that.
No, not really.
I wonder whether they wouldn't mind seeing Mansfield at least have a crack at the playoffs and go up, because they had a similar sort of trajectory to County this season. They were up there, and then they were down near the relegation zone, and now Mansfield, they just had that run a little bit earlier than County. They got the new manager in slightly earlier, and they're in the playoffs, and maybe it's a sign of what could have been for County had it happened a bit earlier. And you wonder whether they might give Blackpool a bit of a game, but it sort of depends. Blackpool will be tense knowing that they have got to do something. County will be relaxed. It just sort of depends on the... I don't know, that could go either way. I'm a bit open-ended. I don't really know which way I think that one will go.
Just have to, I think it's just who starts the better, really. If somebody can get an early goal, or as I said, if there's an early red card or something like that one could sway that one, or a penalty, something like that, because it is really tight. You know, there's nothing between the sides, really.
Yeah, looking ahead now to next season, just quickly, I'm looking at the table, and Notts County have conceded the second most goals in League Two. Is the priority next season for Kevin Nolan to shore up that defence, Liam?
Yeah, most definitely. And I think that's his style also, to build from the back, you know, solid at the back, you know, be tight and organised, then hopefully go up the other end and nick one. I think it's tended to be his style of play, really. So I think as you said earlier, we mentioned Joey O'Brien, the people that his contacts that he could get in at the back. I think our defensive record this time next season, I'll go on record and say it, will be, if not better than second, at least at the second best in the league at this point next year.
At least the second best in the league.
Yeah, yeah. Cause do you say the second worst?
Second worst.
Yeah, yeah. So if we would have conceded the second least goals at least. So second or first?
Second least goals. Right, okay. I think I've wrapped my head around
second
that.
Least yeah. goals. Second least goals. Least amount of goals,
that is a big statement to change that much in one season. Callum, would you?
Well, I mean, it's not out of the question. We've already touched on the fact that there's so few players under contract that it's not out of the question that Kevin Nolan gets in, a nice blend of youth and experience, especially at the League Two level. If he gets in a couple of players from sort of the lower end of League One in defence, which I think he's more than capable of doing, players who are out of favour, who maybe haven't played very much. Looking at an interview with Kevin Nolan earlier today, he said that what he's going to do is he's going to make loads of phone calls to players over the summer, but if he doesn't get the feeling in the first 5 minutes of talking to them that they want to be at Notts County, obviously 20,000 seater stadium, they're going to have their own dedicated training ground next season. They're going to have an indoor 4G pitch, state of the art gym, all of which has come from since Alan Hardy's picked up the ownership of the club. I think that all of those things, on top of the fact that they're the oldest football league club in the world, they've got obviously the city of Nottingham is a great place to live for players. Players love living here.
City of sport as well.
City of sport, currently. Exactly. And there's so much to do here, and it's close to just about everywhere else in the UK. And I think that he said that if he doesn't feel in the first 5 minutes that they want to be at Notts County and they want to fight for promotion from League Two, he's going to stick them on the back burner. He's not going to worry about them. And then if everything else falls through, if the players that really seem like they want to be here don't end up signing contracts, he'll go back to them. But if he doesn't feel like they want to be here, he's not going to bother signing them. And I think that's a really good thing for the team going into next season.
I think at least up to this point, having Alan Hardy at the helm is a big plus as well. He seems to he's got that nice blend of he's quite open and he's willing to talk to the media, but he's not too over the top. He's not like, I don't know, Tony Zhao, for example, Aston Villa, who can't stay away from Twitter, or David Gold at West Ham, DG. And I think he's really steadied the ship at County, and he's made them quite an attractive club to come to, because at least on the surface it seems like they're a relatively well-run club. They've got a good manager. When I say good manager, a well-known manager who is proving himself currently to be a good manager, and they have a happy squad which appeals to players,
and a hungry manager as well. As you said, I can't remember if it was maybe Leighton Orient. Was it Kevin Nolan at Leighton Orient? He was at a previous
league. Yeah, he was at Leighton Orient for a couple of months.
Yeah, and it didn't really go to plan, did it?
But Leighton Orient are in such turmoil that he was kind of a pawn in the game that the owner's playing down there.
It's sort of forced out the door.
It's a real mess down at Leighton Orient at the moment.
So yeah, so I think he's got a bit between his teeth in terms of wanting to prove himself as well. And I think players, like we said, it's going to be an attractive place to come with Alan Hardy. He's doing a lot of stuff for the fans as well. I mean, fun days and various ticket discounts for full price adults and stuff like that, which is what the club needs, really. I mean, like, it really set down the marker on his first game, where he said first 2,000 fans in get a free pie. And I mean, it's only small, but for the people at Nottingham, they love their pies.
Yeah.
So it did really make a difference and created, like we touched on earlier, a family sort of environment. Yeah. So next season, I think putting all those together with the young, hungry manager and hopefully get some players signed to contracts, that'll be a good start. we can build a promotion push. And I honestly believe, not just from a buyer's perspective, that the Notts County setup is primed to go up next season. I do really believe we will.
I think it's certainly all the foundations are in place for a great promotion push next season from Notts County and from Kevin Nolan, especially under Alan Hardy's leadership. Moving away from the football side of things now, sad news in Nottingham this week regarding Notts County, as Colin Slater announced the news that he was going to step down from his commentary position at BBC Nottingham at the end of the season. We've got a little clip from him now, and here's what he had to say on the matter.
This is Colin Slater, and I have some personal news for you. I've been commentating on Notts County matches for nearly 50 years. and I have made the decision that the time has come to step back from those duties. So my last commentary game will be Notts County's last match of this season at Newport County. But next season I will still be around and I will still be heard on BBC Radio Nottingham. Not as frequently, but definitely from time to time, and in fact quite regularly. And I hope that you'll join us then. Thank you.
So Colin Slater there announcing on various social media this week his retirement from commentary for Notts County. A sad day. Obviously he's been around for 50 odd years, Sam. Certainly he's been here since we started university, but
we're not that old.
We are pretty old, yeah. But it's going to be the end of an era with not hearing Colin's voice on a Saturday afternoon.
The end of an era. It's the end of the era. He's the only voice that Notts County fans have had
because, ever known in the digital age.
Exactly, yeah. Because he joined the station the year the station was founded. He was the first permanent Notts County commentator, and it is a shame. It's not a surprise. You know, he's 83 years old. There was always a time when he was going to say, I can't do this anymore. I can't do it every week. But it is a shame because, I mean, we were talking about it earlier, Liam, and just saying how every generation knows Colin Slater. Yeah. Everyone in Nottingham knows Colin Slater.
There's
or has
trams
at least
named
heard
after
his name.
Him, yeah. There's trams named after the guy. He's in the Notts County Hall of Fame. I think the point we said earlier was that he's the only person we've ever known to commentate in games, and probably the only people our parents have ever known to commentate
definitely.
Games. 1959 was when he first started. It makes me laugh when you think that long ago. The war had barely ended and he started, you know, and to think he's still going at 83, he's a credit to himself and a credit to sport.
And I was talking to someone earlier today who works at the BBC, works with Colin, and they put together a sort of tribute piece for him. I think it was Monday to the news, so it must have been Tuesday night, or maybe it was Monday night, it might have been. And he said they tried to find a list of people to talk to, and they said they could have done a 24-hour show with the amount of people, not only who was available to talk about Colin, but who were willing to talk about him as well, because he is such a pleasant man to work with. He will always make an effort to get to know you. He never had any bad relationships with any of the managers, apparently, be it the English manager, foreign manager, anyone. He had no bad relations. I mean, you can see it with the interviews with Kevin Nolan online. The second or third one, they have a laugh every single week. He clearly gets on. And it will be a shame for the players, and it will be a shame for everyone at Notts County, because he is as integral to that as Meadow Lane. He's nearly been there. Well, no, obviously not nearly been there as long, but not far off. I mean, he's put in a really good shift, and I think all we can really say is fair play.
Thank you, and enjoy
your retirement.
Well, semi-retirement.
As he says, he'll still be there as the Notts County correspondent. Not as often, but still very frequently.
Yeah, he'll be there doing interviews and such all from next year, probably, for the foreseeable future. He's still going strong, like you said, at the age of 83, and I think it's a real testament to, you know, him as a man, how he's been able to do it for so long. Fair play to you, Colin. Everyone here at Over the Trent wishes you all the best in your relative retirement from Notts County commentary. That's going to do it for today from Over the Trent from the University Radio Nottingham. You can catch us on all the social media, on Twitter at @OverTheTrent_pod. On Facebook at...
There's no underscore.
At Over the Trent. On Twitter at Over the... On Twitter at Over the Trent Pod. On Facebook, we are Over the Trent. And you can obviously catch us next time we put out a podcast in the next couple of weeks. But for now, that's everything. Thanks for listening.
Turn my mic up.